This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The dairy industry is hoping the U.S. Senate addresses the farm labor crisis. Joining us with an update from our nation's capital is Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. Now, Chris, we've discussed farm labor and the immigration issue in the past, and now the hope is the U.S. Senate will look at a particular bill addressing farm labor in the coming weeks.
Yes, last fall, the House of Representatives passed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which addresses two of our key goals in this whole farm labor immigration reform area bill. First, it would allow farms to keep their existing workforce, even if they're undocumented. And then the second issue is that it would allow dairy farmers to utilize the H-2A visa program, which right now they cannot because the H-2A program really only applies to seasonal workers and doesn't address the year-round labor needs, which the likes of we see on dairy farms across the country. So the House passed that back in December, and now the ball is in the court of the Senate. Now, the Senate is going to take a somewhat different approach than what the House did with the bill it passed in December, and we're working right now to generate interest in this so that hopefully we can get some action on it here in 2020.
Because the challenges of dairy's labor workforce really not going away, it looks like.
Yes, this is a real concern that's gotten even more acute in recent years because the unemployment rate has dropped below 4%, and it's just very, very hard to find workers anywhere in the country. And that's why we've been talking with lawmakers about how we can address the needs of all agriculture employers, including dairy, and do something that we think will actually help the dairy economy. So one of the things that we are doing in this to generate interest on the part of the Senate is to have our members come to town next month to lobby their senators in favor of action on some form of immigration reform legislation. Our board of directors is going to be here on March 10th and 11th, and then we're going to be asking them, as well as farmers from other parts of the country, to come to Capitol Hill, spend a day talking to the senators about how important it is to introduce legislation. Part of the urgency here, Bill, isn't just the economics that we talked about, but it's also just the limited amount of time available on the congressional calendar. The other thing that's, of course, happening right now is that we've got the Democratic presidential campaign going full swing, and that process is going to become even more intense here as we get towards the general election season. And so that means that there's just very little time for lawmakers to consider any legislation, and yet we definitely want immigration reform to be part of their agenda here in 2020.
Do you expect the Senate to take any action before your board meeting here in 3 weeks?
It doesn't look like that there's going to be a bill introduced by the time we have our members come to Capitol Hill, which makes it all the more important to have dairy farmers come to Congress to talk about the importance of this issue, because that means then that they can help shape the legislative process.
Thank you, Chris. That's Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details about National Milk at nmpf.org.